V'hoya kisovei ala oretz. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'hoya is lashon simcha. And when is a person going to be b'simcha? Oz yimalei yischaik pinu, when it's kisovei ala oretz. In Eretz Yisrael, a person can be b'simcha. V'hoya kisovei ala oretz. This Rambam talk a lot about this idea in other places also. V'hoya is lashon simcha. We had on a free of the Kaparashi, V'hoya m'shechoyach tishkech ha-shashem alaykecha. The person forgets to be b'simcha. So then, Rechmanos Tzlan, it can go all the way. Tishkech ha-shashem alaykecha. A more positive nusach of that is V'hoya m'shechoyach, if you'll be shchiach to be b'simcha, so tishkech ha-shashem alaykecha. You'll be shchiach to have kirvas Hashem. Durch simcha. You may elul, a lot of other things also, but it's also a time of simcha. Also a time of simcha. Simcha, or Avob explains, is when a person has a tug of war between his guf and his neshama, so then he's not the simcha because there's a friction. Or is a rule a tzaddik will yishrei leiv simcha when dafkid is the harmony between the ratzon of his guf and the ratzon of his neshama, then a person is b'simcha. State in the beginning the parasha bikurim, mikro bikurim, there's avos bikurim, there's mikro bikurim. There's a few very important yisoidis messages in Bikurim. First of all, Emuna, and you know, the Pasuk says, V'hoya kisavoy, not V'hoya kiyiviyacha. It's talking about the person that thinks he came on his own. Not that the Rabbi Yishan brought you in. Do trach, kisavoy, alein gekumen. And a person knows when his field, he thinks, who charash, who zara, who katzar. He did everything, he did the work, he shvitz. And Bikurim is to tell you, no, that's the Rabbi Yishan. It's shared to the Rabbi Yishan, the Rabbi Yishan is the one that brought you here. Another in the Kudvo, especially the Mikra Bikurim, is a bitui of a Koras HaToiv. It's another in the Kudvo. So you do what the Rambam says in Hilchos Pesach, by Haggadah Shal Pesach, when the person is supposed to be marble as Aper B'tzias Mitzrayim, and if you notice in the Haggadah, the center of the Haggadah, after the Manustana, the Mahino, a few preliminary things, Arbavonim, the centerpiece when we're darshaning the Psukim and being marble as Aper, it's based on the psukim over here in Parashas Kisavoy, right? We could have taken psukim from Shmoyis and Ve'era and expounded on them. No, we take psukim from this parasha over here, and the Rambam says it. He says, V'chol ha-marve l'saper v'drash parasha zu. He stresses it's back to this drash of this parasha, because this parasha, and we go through word for word, these psukim, V'yireo, son of Anitzak, and word for word, we darshan and quote psukim, and Shmoyis, and the Navi all over, but the text is based on the psukim here. Because this is the parasha of Vaidor. And Leila Seder specifically is not just an Akud of Amunah, that's Krishma Gansiyar, but it's Vaidor. The Bitu of Vaidor, of Akara Satoiv, is specifically from this parasha. But you see, Rigabaldika the Heron Akara Satoiv. The person is coming with Akara Satoiv for the pre, the Sode, the Yavul from that year. And that's not how you Mavate Akara Satoiv. You Mavate Akara Satoiv, you go all the way back to the beginning of it. Nochem all on fine, the ganze story around the Yavidavi. Hakoros HaToiv sees the larger picture. Even when you're coming for a specific, the visit bit of Hakoros HaToiv to a Dover Prati, Nochem all, you start again from the whole story. Hem klapi bir vonish lalem, and bechlal, it's a Yisoid in Hakoros HaToiv. But that by Hakoros HaToiv, you also express it. You show the other tzad, the native, how besimcha you are because of him. Another nekuda in Bikurim is the chara. There's a shtickel ha'ara. You have to give the kohen after the first one. Now, to you, the zavaldik chavivus to that first one, or the mroitz of a kafshula, he was taka tereach, and the first one is a bazundra chavivus then. When you bring it in the tenne and you bring it to the kohen is not mavchim ve'etzim. To the kohen, it just looks like another fruit. You don't see it once it's nitlash. The kohen is not mekabel that bazundra ma'ila. So give him a different one. Vas farad zechdaf. You have to give the kohen that first one. That to you it meant something. To him, saivi imachnis pitalu. Oh, but that's the Gzeres HaKosef. That's the Gzeres Melech. A person has to know, you do Ratzon HaBoyrei, on a Havana, mit a Havana. That's a Choyka, but you're makabling yourself Gzeres Melech. You're makabling yourself Gzeres Melech. The Pasuk says, you put the Bikurim, the Samta Batene, Gemara says in Baba Kama, Tzadik Beis, Minoha milsa da amri inshi basar anya ozma aniusa. That poverty goes after the poor. The poorness goes to the poor people. And the rich stay with the rich. That's the Gemara's drixois in amri inshi. There's a Rishim in there, amri inshi. The Gemara says the makar for this is the Mishnah in Bikurim. Because the Mishnah says the Ashirim would bring the Bikurim, the Kalsoi shel zov v'shel kesef, and the Aniyim would bring it with a sal of Netzorim and Arava. And the coin, when he accepted it, the Ashirim, the coin would take the payers and give back the sal of zov and kesef back to the Asher. He gets his basket back. And the Ani, he took it with the basket. Never did it. He cost an also a poor cup for the basket. The coin takes it with the basket. The Aniyim goes after the Aniyim. And this is what the Gemara. There's an interesting pshat from Aaron Bakst. That's all. He says, interesting to hear, what's the pshat taka we take? He says, the oni, who some only has a few little fruits, it's not looking mechubit so much in a little basket, he in his stomach fills it up with the zakman, the mache paper, with all kind of stuffing, and on top he puts the few fruits. As opposed to the oshir, he brings it with a gantz of his stomach, a whole basket full of it. So by the, when the oshir brings it, fakir, one of you must have it, the matana that he brought, we take it out, and little by little, we take out the whole thing. And if that usher used it full of stuffing, so come to the bezgoyness that we're going to see, that's mishta's like, but I'll upon him. So then we take it out, give him his basket back. But oni, we want to take it with the basket, you know, it shouldn't look, it shouldn't be mufuzit. Then zok the gemara, and feel aniya basar ani yusuf. The pasuk says that you bring the bikurim b'samta batene. Zokta or machayim akodesh batene. He says tene is gematria 60. He says there are 60 mesechtas in Shas. Vice thinks he's counting the three bavas as one mesechta. And Sanhedrin and Makis is attached. It's really one mesechta that is raised to that. Because all the sedarim of mesechtas and all shishas sedarim, the biggest mesecta of prokim is at the beginning and then it gets smaller and smaller. It's always consistent like that. In every seder, it's roi, moi, nosh, mezikin. So by mezikin, the first mesecta is 30 prokim. Then you have Sanhedrin, which is 11. But then there's makas with 3. And then afterwards, first comes shavuos with 8. And there's avodah zarah. Which I don't know. Makas is part of... There's other eyes that also back upon him. There are 60 mesectas. So v'samta batene, the 10 is 60. A person has to know his pay race, his bikurim, his limud haTorah, his payers of Torah, you have to put it all into the basket. You have to have a full basket. But Tana, you have to have all 60. And there's a Torah Chaim over here. It's also interesting, the Shach, the Pirush of the Shach on the Torah, in Parsha Shmini, the Pasuk says, Ezeh toich l'mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher yesh l'snapir v'kaskeses, the Pasuk says. So he darshes it to mean, Ezeh toich l'mikol asher b'mayim. This is who you're supposed to eat from, but ein mayim el Torah. What kind of a Rebbe person is supposed to learn from? You're supposed to eat and learn and mikabel Torah mikol asher b'mayim from Vosfar Rebbe. Kol asher yesh lo snapir. Snapir is sefer nun yud. He has all 60 svarim. Snapir. Sefer is the letter sefer nun yud. A Rebbe vashat da'ala 60 mesechtes in the Tana. Kasketes, he says, is gematria 1200, which is gematria talmud chochem baal maisim b'chol koichet, as I said. But upon snapir is sefer nun yud is the 60 mesechtes. A person has to know to put the entire 60 mesechtes in his Tana. Now, I'm not talking now about starting a Dafyomi program, but there has to be a Gevissa Farnem to be kinda and thinking about the larger picture of getting Mesechtis. So now, a person over the next few weeks could learn, besides from the Sidra Yeshiva, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, some of it, all of it, something. There's what to put in the tenet. There's what to put in the tenet. Fashtetich, it can't be with a Mehiris. Ein miyat achar miyat elu l'rabois. If a person learns a little bit, then a little bit, then a little bit, a little bit, and then it's mitzvah. If it's hoyin makabel yimayit, v'koyvet al yad yirbet, la'at la'at. Over ein riboy achar riboy elu l'mayit. Asach, asach, five out of day. Yeah. It doesn't go like that. Ein miyat achar miyat elu l'rabois. And then it's mitzvah. To the ganze tenne. Ein riboy achar riboy elu l'mayit. In the Mishnayos and Bikurim, there's a lot of sugyos. We'll speak out a few of the inyonin. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Eilu Mevi'im Beloi Kerim. Because we know there's two dinim. There's the parasha of Havas Bikurim, and then in this week's parasha is the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. There's two different mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's a separate mitzvah. And you have, the Mishnah, you say that you have Eilu Mevi'im Beloi Kerim. Eilu Mevi'im Beloi Kerim. Eilu Mevi'im Beloi Kerim. So the Mishnah says, a ger Maybe the Ein HaKoyre. Because Avadi is the Yid, so he has the mitzvah Havo. But he doesn't have Kriya, Mikra Bikurim, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Nishba Hashem L'Avoseinu. L'Avoseinu Slonu. He can't say L'Avoseinu. The Ger can't say L'Avoseinu. As I said, the Mishnah. So he doesn't have Mikra Bikurim. The Maitre, the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim, Paskins, Ger may be Bikurim. Lehetti, not like the Mishnah. Claude. Ger may be Bikurim. The Mepharshim explained that the Makar of the Rambam is from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi brings, that the Shitas that don't know like that Mishnah, that a Ger may be Bikurim, because Avraham is Av Hamoin Goyim Mesaticha, and a Ger could also say, La'avoseinu. This is Negeel Halacha also, like Abi Birchas HaShachar, like Abi Birchas HaMozloin, whether he's able to be the Zimon, and saying La'avoseinu. It's a whole smooth with that a ger also is able to say La'avoseinu. But in fact, the Mishnah Melech, and also Bikurim there, L'chor, there's another reason that a ger shouldn't be able to say, because the Pasuk says, Eso Adom Asher Nasatali, he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And that the Mishnah didn't say either, it's just not. The Mishnah says, maybe the Einoi Koire, because he can't say La'avoseinu. And on that, we rather don't pass in the Rambam Paskins, because a ger can yezog in La'avoseinu. But what about Adom Asher Nasatalon? The Yoyser, the Mishnah Melech is Moisef, that by Vidoi Maisris, the Rambam Taka says that a Ger doesn't say it, because of the Lashon of the Pasuk. It says, Hashem Nasat Alon, Ger can't say, Hashem Nasat Alon, he doesn't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So, a lot of the Achronim talk about it, the Mishnah Melech Alain brings a teretz from the Maram Ibn Chaviv, the Baal HaKapish Tmorim. So he brings a teretz that there's a difference by Bikurim, it says it Lashon Osid. It says, about the Karka, it says, Asher Nishba La'avoseinu Loseis Lonu. And that's possible. Maybe Loss of Love Ger will have a chelik. By Meister Sheni, the Rambam Pasuk, he can't say because there it says the Loshen is Asher Nosata Lonu, and that the Ger can't say. He can't say after Vayel Asher Nosata Lonu. That's a big shmuz in that one. The next Mishnah says Apetrupis v'Shliach v'Eved v'Isha Tumto Madrosinus. Maybe the Ein HaKoyre again. And specifically, I want to go into Isha. Isha is maybe the Ein HaKoyre. She's chayav in Bikurim, but only Havas Bikurim, not Mikra Bikurim. Why can't she say Mikra Bikurim? Because it doesn't pass by her Asher Nasatalu. Li Hashem. So there's a fear of kashas. The Chorim asked, so we haven't handled these kashas. L'chor Bikurim is a mitzvah nesei shazman groma. Why? So first of all, the Mishnah says, in Bikurim, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Me'atzeres ad hachag is when you or maybe Bekoire. After Chag, after Sukkot, there's no more Kriya. And even maybe the Ein HaKoyre is only till Chanukah. After Chanukah, there's not even Havo. So there's Zman. It's Mugbal to Zman. Mikra Bikurim is only till Sukkot. Havo, even without Mikra, is only till Chanukah. That's what makes it Zman Groma. And what's the Kasha? Double Kasha. Why isn't Isha Chayiv in Havo? Maybe. Why? It's Zman Groma. It's only till Chanukah. And also the other half. It says Ein HaKoyre, Havana. But it says, why does it say Ein HaKoyre in the Mishnah? Because it doesn't have a Adom Asher Nasata. Take the place. It's Man Groma. It's only till Chana, only till Sukkot. Noch the Tzug is two more kashas. There's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof that says Eilu Ksherim Kol HaYoyim. It gives a list of all things, and there's one gear still, like the Rif and other Rishayim Vidoi Bikurim, which means Mikra Bikurim. The Mikra Bikurim is only by Yoyim, and Abizal L'Chorim maybe can kvetch maybe Havoz also only by Yoyim. The Mikra is only by Yoyim. The Havoz only by Yoyim. So there's a lot of reading there pointing about these four kashas. Why is Bikurim? But the Emes, the Mishnah says, is maybe the Ein HaKoyre, because of Adomo, because he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz. And L'Chorim, we're asking the four Zman Groma kashas. Sukkot, Chanukah, and Yoyim. The Mishnah also says, and the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Pei, handles this sugya, that a person is only chayiv in Bikurim if he also owns the karka. So the Mashal, the Mishnah says, Hakoyne Elon Achas, if you buy one tree, you don't make Bikurim. You don't bring Bikurim because not even Abba, because you don't own the karka, and it's when you buy one tree from someone, the umdin is that you're not buying the karka, just the tree. Shloisha Elon is Avada, it means the karka comes along with it. What about Hakoyne Shnei Elonis? Hakoyne Shnei Elonis, Machlek is Tanan, but we pass in maybe the Eilat Koyri. Because we're not sure, it's a Sufik, it's negated other Allah Chazos, and Mavavacha, in Momenistic Ashayla, whether it's he's kind of the karka by kind of shnei lonois. Legabi bikurim, therefore it's maybe the Ein HaKoyre. It's a frekti gemara. Vos artech, it's only psukim. Let him say the psukim. Vos can zayn shalat. You're mesufik, right? There's a tzad. Meaning some of that's part of the other things we mentioned. You're part of it. There's no din mikra. There's no din mikra. It's saying, you can zayn psukim, vos. There's no din. But here it's a suffik. So he's saying, he's suffik, maybe the Ein HaKoyre. Let him say the psukim. So the gemara, mechzik is shikra. Just not. And they looked at the Gemara. So the Achronim is an interesting Shaila. The Arichas about it, about why can't, there's a thing, he shouldn't say it himself, the Mechzik Yishifra, let him be Yitzah with Shemei Ha'ayna, let him listen to someone else say it, and be Yitzah. Actually, that's right, the Mechzik Yishifra, he's obviously going to be standing there together with the tenor, listening to the other guy. He's not doing it. He's spelling a bet. He's not stammering the Shemei Ha'ayning. He's Shemei Ha'ayning. There's other ways, there's Yidua, there's the Maisa, the Machlaikis, the Beis Halevi, with the Chazanish, it's a whole shmuz, I just said it in a kuda, that it's not Pashat B'chlal, what Shemei Ha'ayna is, and if it has even an element of shlichus to it. You know, there's a shaila, if some Achronim say a person's supposed to make Kiddush himself, even though Shemei Ha'ayna, of a mitzvah boy, you're used to be shlucha. And they say, no, what's that? Because most of the Klai is not like that. They're not knowing mitzvah boy. They're not to be yaitzah with Shemei Ha'ayna. They don't say it's a mile. Why say Shemei Ha'ayna is racist? I don't know if that's right, that Shemei Ha'ayna is not a lomus of shlichus, or it's a new word to God, a mitzvah boy, but you don't. But up upon him, in Shemei Ha'ayna, whether it's an element of shlichus or something else, there are some things that aren't given over. L'mashal, if you need the koil rum, basically, we talked about the Gabi Birchas Koinim, that you can't be Yotzi with Shemei Koinim, because you need the koil rum. Shemei Koinim, but it's not koil rum. Maybe also by Mikra Bikurim, it needs to be the koil rum. Var Nisa, maybe it wouldn't be Shemei Koinim. I once heard a Shaila Gabi Mikra Megillah. So first of all, Bechla, Mikra Megillah, Shemei Koinim, but Yen is not reading it from a Megillah. Yen is listening Baal Peh. Shemei Koinim, but he was Oinim, but he's not looking into a Megillah. How does that sell so? Well, Kiddush, he's not holding a kus. Shemei Koinim. By Megillah, there's anyways a problem. You know, there's a shy with the Aseres Ben Haman has to be B'neshima Achatz. Maybe the Shemei Ha'koinah, those are still suited. The B'neshima Achatz. So there's a lot of raid about that, about the Gedorim of Shemei Ha'koinah. State the Hemshech, like the Maestris. Lo yavarti mi mitzvoisecha v'lo yishachachti. So Rashi says, "V'loy shachachti milavarech al afroshes ma'isus." I didn't forget to make a bracha. And the Mizrahi, when he asked him, first Rashi, "Brachas birchas hamitzvot is the rabbanon. Birchas hamitzvot is the rabbanon. Birchas hamozen is the raisa. Achrov and birchas hakayra loy tzomri shoyim is the raisa. Birchas hamitzvot is none of the raisa. How could the pshat in the pasuk be that by vidi ma'isus the loshin of the pasuk is lo yavarti mi mitzvoisecha v'loy shachachti? He's up minois that loy shachachti means he didn't forget to make a bracha. The kan." That's pshat in the pasuk. Brachas is only birchas hamitzvahs in the rabbanon. So some of them say it doesn't mean birchas hamitzvahs. Rashi means there's an inyan of giving shevach v'haidah. That b'sheirish is a doyraisa. An inyan of being mevati doyidah. Of a kenzai, I heard what's a chiddush, interesting pshat. There is a Yerushalmi in Brachas that says that there's a mitzvah, there's a doyraisa to make a bracha by all mitzvahs. I learned that from the pasuk. V'etna l'chas luchas to evan ha-toyra v'ha-mitzvahs. Makish Torah la mitzvahs. Just like Torah is tun a bracha, birchas Torah. Af mitzvahs tun a bracha. Zoi shtet Yerushalmi. And Ken Zayin, like that Yerushalmi, there's a deraisa, and then it's possible. Loi shachachti would be a makar for that. You can lay too that the emes, this pasuk that the Yerushalmi darshans, the etna l'chas luchas to heaven, a Torah la mitzvahs, and the Yerushalmi darshans to teach you that there's a birchas a mitzvahs, the Babli, the Gemara in bracha, staf heilu, and somebody else from that. Mitzvahs means going on the Mishnah, the Gemara darshans, and bracha staf heilu. But it's not Rashi and Chumash over there by mitzvah says kolam mitzvahs, not Mishnah. It would be a smart epshir. Rashi's going al derav Yerushalmi, and then the loishachachti could go on birchas hamitzvahs. You have the hemshich, this ma'isa of the yud beis avonim that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to write the Torah b'shivim loshoin at the entrance of Eretz Yisrael. That Barbanel explained that the concept of this idea of the avonim b'gilgal. There's a whole sugi in Soita that there were other avonim that he put down from the yardin. He took another set of avonim out of the yardin, but he wrote the Torah b'shivim loshin bayar heitev. The Marsha says over there in Soita that heitev is gematria 70 because hey yud da signal hey yud test hey yud test base. You spell it out as a sidra, so it comes out to 70 as he's up to Marsha. But the Abarbanel explains, what's this inyan? He says, the same way there's an inyan of a mezuzah at the entrance of a door, which we write in a bridged, very abridged version of the Torah, we write the two parashas of Shema and Vehoya. The entrance to Eretz Yisrael has a grace of mezuzah. The Torah of the Al-Eden B'Shivim Loshim, that's the mezuzah, the mezuzah of the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael. But they were told to set up the Shvatim on Har Grizim and Har Evel, and We speak of that in many places. The Seder of the Shvatim is very unclear why certain Shvatim went to Har Grizim and others went to Har Evel. There are many times when the Torah says the names of the 12 Shvatim, and every time, not every time, but Seder, there's the Shinuyim in the Seder, and there's a lot of Pirushim in the Mefarshim to explain why it went Dafki to that Seder. Here is one of the more awkward ones, even, that doesn't have a Pirush to it, that Pachas and Yaiser on Har Grizim, it's most of the Bnei Leah, the Bnei Leah and Rachel Kilu. No, you're missing Reuven. That's the thing. You have you're missing Reuven and Zvulun. Reuven and Zvulun go with the Bnei Ashvachis. What's the cheshbon over here? I saw once a very interesting shot. It's a novel approach that he took the numbers of the uchlusia of the population of the 12 shvatim, the amount of options to compute 12 things into two groups of six. I don't know how many, but someone knows not statistics, but there's a way to cheshbon, biffle, tziruf, and there is. Specifically, this tziruf will be the closest amount of the same amount of people on the two har. Well, why, which one's got the har of the klal and the har of the bracha of Esther? But in the numbers, to work out all the cheshbon is that putting in the information of how much was in each shevet, this is the closest amount that it's tzuvitrov and that it's shavet b'shavet. It's not the sort mahalach. But holy, then you have the mezuzah here at the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, and you still have Har Grizim and Har Evel. Now, what's this whole union of the bracha and the kol and Har Grizim and Har Evel? It's a merdeka yisoid, which is meshach shaychi to unyon of the yoimos a little bit. Adam Arishoy lefnei achet, the ra was not inside him. The ra was in a nochash mi bachutz, and it was very vivid and clear and behirus. To toiv and ra was ra, toiv was toiv. The two don't meet; they're separated. The etzim. But the chet of eitz hadas, without going into the mamakim of it, but the nakuda was that now there's an erbuvio of ra and toiv, and until it will be l'sakin oilam b'malchus shakai by the geulo, when we finally come to tikkun oilam, the avoidus habirurim, that once again ra is ra and toiv is toiv. But until then, from chet adam arishon, there was this. Irbuvio. It was Yotza Pastazu Amasam by Matan Torah, and it was Chazar by Cheta Egel, and we're still in the middle of this process. But this Nakuda, that there's a mixture of Ra and Toif. As Klal Yisrael goes through history, it's always this arbit of separating. At a very auspicious time, Dafka, when Klal Yisrael is about to enter Eretz Yisrael, before Knesset Eretz Yisrael, the Eibishter is telling Avek over here, there should be a pirud, a birur. This Kloa and this Brach, it's on two different har, it's separate. That's the Nekuda that was trying to be brought out. For whatever reason, the process wasn't totally finished and we're still in the middle. But this was the Nekuda, and this is not only Be'etzer by Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Lemoshel, before a new year, or the truth is when you wake up in the morning before a new day, or in any shlav, in a Yochitz or a Rabim's Kufa, there has to be that at the opening, at the shar, you make a birur between the ra and the toif. That's what the yisoid was of tich lashon of akil leisteh, spelling it back to klola before the bracha. That's also pshat in Rosh Hashanah. So the Shem Yishmul says that others talk about this idea. This is, of course, the famous kasha of understanding bechlal, the mahus of Rosh Hashanah. Is it a yom simcha, ichlu madanim? Is it a yom simcha, a yom dif, or is it pachad yom adin? And about it's both, and it's a question how to reconcile the two. And there are many mahalchim beizr Hashem, medav duchredin. Avad Hashem Yishmol says the nakuda is not stam that it's not a spirit to try to stem the two things. It's mamash b'mahus, the same thing. When there's the erbuvio, so like we spoke in the beginning, then there can't be simcha because then it's pulling in two different ways. And the Ra and the Toiv is fighting, and it's not Yishrei Lev, and it's not Simcha, and it's not Shai. The whole Makud of Yoim Adin is for a person realizing that he's going to Din to get that clarity. You know, and you have to do it before. El is Gematria Bina. El is Gematria Bina. You have to have that clarity to realize the Havchana. And then you could be the Simcha. So it's Mamish not Stam. There are many other mountains to explain. Now it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Pum Faker, it's Mamish B'mahos, the same thing. And that's how Yoim Haras Oilam, we go back to the Marishan Kodim Achei, we try to still avek this Nakuda of the total separation between Ra and Toiv. That's what also was happening over here by the Knisa of Har Grizim and Har Evel. You have it, the whole Teichah, there's a lot of different inyonim. Speak out one or two pratim over here. The Pasuk says, Unesancha Hashem L'roish V'loy L'zonov L'roish is Rosh Hatevis Lassis Ritzoy Navinu Shabashamay L'roish. But the Pasuk then continues, that's a very interesting pshat. It's a choshev Yisoy also. Pshat is a nice pshat, and the Yisoy is the Yisoy. Stating the Pasuk, Perkhofet, Pasuk Yidimel, Unesancha Hashem L'roish V'loy L'zonov. And what's the hemshich? V'hayisirak l'mala v'loisiyah l'mata. Double lashon. V'hayisirak l'mala v'loisiyah l'mata. Okay, if you're up, you're not down. V'hayisirak l'mala v'loisiyah l'mata. Shnei tapsei vort. Life is about ups and downs. You may avi, you may sima, you may geshen, you may shemesh. Ups and downs. It's not a smooth ride. So you have to hold on to the ride for the ups and downs. It's a call like that. Oh, but as an akuda, a person has to be feeling in his steiging. Steiging means going up. That's an insight. Going up. A person goes up and up. A person wants to go up higher and higher. A person wants to go up. But if a person peaks, with an EA, peaks, and then, so he's at the top. He can only go down after that. If a person feels there's still more to go up, he can keep on going up. But when a person peaks and gets to the plateau where he thinks, from there it's only down. And who would have cared? When a person's mamish on the rocks, gut und dreh, he can only go up from it. That is so. Now, the pasuk says, "Vayisa rak lamala." Rak is a lashon of a meat. Yeah, you're supposed to be lamala, but always realize, rak lamala, not spitz lamala. Rak, rak is namai, not mamish at the top. Still a little more to go. Lamala, but rak lamala, and then v'loy siya lamala. Then you won't go down. If you feel you got to the top, you're only headed down. Vayisa rak lamala, tak lamala, but with the rak, and there's a little more to do. Then v'loy siya lamala. The hemshich later on, a few psukim later, the pasuk is talking of the klola. V'hagerash erbrikachecha yala alecha malo molo v'atot teirig mato mato. It's a klola. They're going to be on top. The goyim, we're going to be down. Avihera ma'isa. The shuvasei v'tzida, shayvrei v'tzida. They're going to be lamala lamala. They say that. Okay, they are. But it's already, they're at the top. It's come inside, they're going to go down. V'atot teirig mato mato. Okay, we're already there. It's time to go up. That nakuda. State the hemshich after saying all the klolos. Tachas asher lo yavarta es Hashem elokecha b'simcha uvetuv leivov. The kotzke says pshat. I mean, state the klolos. It's a big tefi over here. That the ganze toicha state at the end. What's the ganze ma'isa? Asher lo yavarta b'simcha uvetuv leivov. The kotzke says the pshat is azay. It's tachas asher lo yavarta es Hashem elokecha. Taka, we weren't the seder. Not on the surah Meiran. Not on the asetoy. Sivnish given good. And that's about the kpeda. But then you have a maisa, you have a person, he's in a matzav, he's not raklamala, he didn't get there yet, he's holding chveis, line, yeah? And he's tefreen! You know, at least not be tefreen, but you matzav. Mainly holding over there. Tachas ha shalayvarta shashem alaykecha. Over here's the ipichot, the v'simcha, the tovleva, what's given to them. As the vishrein, tachas ha shalayvarta, so at least be the meriris of that. For states of this forum explained, there's a chilah between meriris and atzvus. Atzvus is not. It's more shchira. It's not where you're going to get the aliyah from afterwards. But from a person that has the mariris to be ma'ir himself, he can come to the shpitzimcha. But it comes from at least realize your matzav. Asher lo yavar to shem alikecha, and still it was the simcha. Alternatively, there's a pshat. Person does avoid this Hashem. If he does it with a craft, at this, yeah. Like we say, it says ki oyeif anoichi. When it comes to the anoichi in Yonam, all of a sudden then he's tired. Afterwards, put the hot koiches, all of a sudden, new adrenaline comes to the Frischkeit. For the anoichi is he's tired. So the Pshat is doing. For the tachas the shaloi avarat Hashem, for the other things, the andre zach, not avoid this Hashem, all of a sudden that was the simcha of Tavleva. The power of a zach, and the veltish zach, and the non-important zach, and for that you had koiches. Instead of fakert, that the simcha, the Tavleva, the Frischkeit should be dafka for the avoid this Hashem, not for the tachas, the other stuff that you had. The shtotem. We know there were the tzadiches klolos. So I saw that the MS there's really meya klolos, and it's meya klolos connected meya brachos. There's really the pasuk says mo Hashem shoel mi'ima kiim liyira, and I'll tikri mo ela meya. And we learn out that this din a person's supposed to say meya brachos b'chol yoyim. this is brought down lahalacha in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. First of all, there's a whole siman about it. Siman reish tadi in Shulchan Aruch is the din that a person is supposed to be mashal mei brachas b'chol yom. It's brought down a little bit b'ktzor in siman mem vav in the beginning by Hilchos Birchas HaShachar. And it's also brought down in Siman Reish Pei Dalet by Birchas HaFtoyer, where it's brought down that if a person on Shabbos to be mashlim the Mei Brachas, he's supposed to be mashlim it with maybe hearing the HaFtoyer. Because that is a remez for that. The HaFlo said, very interesting remez from the Pasuk, Ha'elef l'chosh loimoy u'masayim l'noitrim es period. We know the Gemara says in Chulin that every bracha, mitzvah, bracha is worth asoras of muvim. So a person says, may a bracha is b'chol yoyim? He has elef. Ha'elef b'chosh loyim. And the shlemus is that a person has elef. But on Shabbos, it's not so easy. The Gemara makes the judgment if there's not enough brachas from Shmon Esri. You don't have. You have only seven brachas in tefillah. You don't have, people say in Shmon Esri, it's not Shmon Esri. Shmon Esri is on the weekday. In Shabbos, it's not Shmon Esri. You can't say there are seven brachas in Shmon Esri of Shabbos. Seven brachas in tefillah. And the tefillos of Shabbos. But so how do you mashlim the Meya? Masayim l'noitrim es period. The extra 200, the extra 20 brachas from noitrim es period. You eat some fruits, you make a bracha, burn a fashis. The pasuk continues. Ha yeshevis baganim chaverim makshivim l'koil chahashmi'im. That's the Hemshech HaPosuk. You can listen into the Birchas HaTorah. The Birchas HaTorah and the Birchas HaTorah, if you didn't have enough. Right? There was a mice once with Adam Godel. He was a guest by someone. He asked for an apple and a banana. And then later after Shabbos, I thought he gave it back to him. He said, Shabbos, I borrowed it. I was planning to eat it. I needed it for my brachas. But then I got an aliyah by Mincha. So he got shalishi. So it worked out. He didn't need the... He ate the banana for the bracha. He made it for the bracha. One of the Grace of Ali Musri says to Emes, when he drinks a cup of water, he has a rendezvous. He has a pegisha with the Rabbeinu Shlalem before, when he makes a shahakal. And then again, we make the bar nefashis. In submission, he has also he drinks the water. Over the etzim, the two zachin, the bracha before the bracha happened. That's what says the murder of the gazach. Moshe Rabbeinu says he was arboim yoim. He was berutzifus with the arboim shalom. Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasis. That says, but therefore, how do you have the shaychus with the arboim shalom? You have to eat lechem, you have to eat mayim. It's like machta bracha farden, machta bracha nachden. So submission, you have. Over the Moshe Rabbeinu, I didn't need it. I was arboim yoim rotzav lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasis. I didn't need the lechem with the mayim to have that receipt of the kirvat Hashem. I had it direct. Hakapon, that's thinking of meya brachas, and if you think about it, it's a murder of the gazach durcha tov. A person makes meya brachas, if he does it with cheshbon, he keeps holding what he's holding. Meya brachas b'chol yoyim, 100 times. Besides, shall we still have, there's a bazundra of meya brachas, of meya pa'omim, that a person gets a kirvat shaykhus, a kesh with rabban shalom. 100 brachas. Now, just on, dafka on Shabbos, it's harder. This project is harder. Okay? He said, eitzah, third of the fruits, but it's harder. One would have thought, Faker, Shabbos, no. Shabbos, you have to hurry even more. Shabbos is the holier day. Dafka day, you have to hurry even more to get the Kirvas Hashem. And I think there's also a more fascinating message. Even during the weekdays, when the Mishnah Berurah makes the Cheshbon day for the hundreds, you know, the first 67, it's right away. You have Shmoneh Esrei, you have this, you have the basics, Birchas HaShachar, you know, till 70, it's a fart. It's dry. 85, 90, the last 2-3, that's go to the hardest. That says, by steiging, you have to know, to get mamish the makiv apathis, the Rabbeinu Shalom always tries to put a stop to that. From the 99 to 100, the last two, that's zich gor. Gor, right? Samoil is Rosh Hatev, is fiyam, masechta, ain't last. Nisht endikin. To get to the 100, the first 96 even, to say on a weekday, gate, it's a gate, that's the last four. And on Shabbos, nachmer. You have to harden it for the mayor brachas. I saw on this forum they write that the clause in the Teuchah is connected, the Meya Brachas. It's connected. Zelu Mazeh, Tichla Shonu Bekeleisteh, Tichla Shonu Bekeleisteh. It's the Brachas, the Meya Brachas connected the clause. So why Meya clause, Betzen? Because a person gets 40 Malkis. By an Aveirah, there's 40 Malkis. Why 40? Because, you know, in Shemayim Veke Cheshboines, in Shemayim Veke Oynesh, it's something the Gemara calls it, and it's brought down other forums, Shishan Tulsa Denura. It's Gemara confesses also. There's 60. Shishan Tulsa Denura. The chat is question. In Dine Odom, you become Bar Mitzvah and a Bar Chiva at 13. And 13 times 3, there's in the 3, 13 times 3 is the 39, 40. And by the Shishan Tulsa Denura, it's a person by Dine Shemayim is from the age of 20. So that, 20 times 3 is 60. And together, that's in the Shishan Tulsa Denura, there's our boy in Malkus, that's the 100. But we know Chazal took it down, that they understood, Chazal taught us that it's only 39. Right? The Gemara says, Hani Tipshoi is not Mechaber the Talmud Chacham. He doesn't realize that the Talmud Chacham is the one that took it down from 40 to 39. Es Hashem Alikecha, the Rabbi is Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah, the Rabbi is Talmidei Chachamim. Talmud Chacham went down. And who was the Baruch Shishin Tulsa Benura? They took it down. I don't know where to go. There's really only, there's 98 klolos in the Torah. Now the pasuk says, "Im loy tishmar es kol divrei haTorah zois, as gam kol choli v'kol maka." Pasuk says, "If you're not going to stol to the es the rabbis talmidei chachamim, they were the ones that knocked it down. So then you got for your chesmi, you need to get another two. Then kol gam kol choli v'kol maka, it's going to give me another two." That's also very interesting. One of the 100 klolos of Zalman Sarovsky says, "Amar the Kazakh." We know the pasuk says, "Moshem shel mi'imach." Gemara says, "I'll take Rimo Elamei." The Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Tosaf within Menachas says that there's 99 letters in that pasuk. The pasuk Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach. There's 99 letters in that pasuk. So when you get to 100, "I'll take Rimo Elamei." Of course, that's the play on words. "I'll take Rimo Elamei." But there's a behalt and aleph. "I'll take Rimo Elamei." That's the 100th one. That's the one that's not written. Right? There are 99 letters in the pasuk, but "I'll take Rimo Elamei." That is 100 letters. So there's 100, but it's not written. Now there has to be brachas connected those calls more, right? So there's 99. The pasuk says one of the klolas is maka asher loy ksuva b'sefer hazeh. That klola of the maka asher loy ksuva, that's the one that's parallel to the aleph that's loy ksuva. That's the loy ksuva of those brachas. So kaponim mishib zoicha. That the bracha should go lumazen, it should be a beer between the round, the toiv, and the oil should come.